World Sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up, Liverpool end their six-year wait for a trophy. Theo Walcott lets his feet do the talking.
Walcott into the area, chips the keeper, and into the back of the net! Ball over the top from Song, finds Walcott, he's in again, hits the shot. Oh, it's a fifth goal for Arsenal!
And Rory McIlroy falls just short of making history. Football first, though, and Liverpool have won the English League Cup, but they were pushed all the way by Championship side Cardiff City. The BBC's chief football correspondent, Mike Ingham, watched at Wembley Stadium.
In the last century, it was Kenny Dalglish. In this one, it's been Steven Gerrard. The two greatest players I've been fortunate enough to see play for Liverpool. Dalglish, of course, was surrounded by some exceptional teammates. Gerrard, at times, has carried his side on his back. Nobody deserved to lift the trophy more than he did yesterday, and yet what a bittersweet moment for his family as cousin Anthony's missed penalty ended Cardiff's great resistance. Rather than racing to celebrate, Liverpool's captain went to console his distraught relation. He has, after all, been brought up to believe you never walk alone. A great sportsman, a natural next England captain.
The Liverpool manager Kenny Dalglish paid tribute to Cardiff City for the way they fought in the contest, but he felt his side were the better team and said that the whole club had earned the prize.
It feels great, they've won a trophy. I think it's a bit of reward for everybody connected with the football club, and I'm sure the players are delighted that they could give the people back a little bit of the support that they've given us throughout the year. So it's great for the players, especially all the new lads that have come in. And they thank the two old boys, didn't they do badly either, and celebrating it. So, it was a difficult game for us, but I think they did everything they could, Cardiff, to, and I think they represented the football club very proudly. But I think overall, although it went to penalties, I think we were deserved winners.
Manchester United's Ryan Giggs is still earning the plaudits of manager Sir Alex Ferguson, even after 900 games. Giggs marked his milestone day by scoring United's winner against Norwich to take them within 2 points of Premier League leaders Manchester City. Ferguson says to make 900 appearances for one club is a record that's unlikely to ever be matched.
To mark his 900th game with the winning goal of that and the last kick of the ball, well, it's maybe deserved it. Services come to our club, but we were lucky today, you know. In general terms, we made the most chances. We had some incredible chances which we missed, but in the thrust of the game, I thought Norwich were the better team.
Do you think we'll ever see the like of him again in the Premier League, this sort of longevity?
Well, I don't think so. I think that for a player to play for the one club for 900 games is exceptional. It won't be done again. Paul Scholes on 600 games or so, but he'll never reach the 900 now, you know. But an amazing career, an amazing man.
Giggs says that the feeling of playing and scoring for United never gets old.
Great day for me personally, 900 games for United, and to score the winner, you know, it couldn't have gone any better.
High ball towards the far post, and Giggs is there! And Ryan Giggs has surely scored an injury time winner for Manchester United!
You scored here 19 years ago for United in the Premier League, does it still feel the same?
Feels better. I mean, you know, there's not going to be many days like this, so you savour it even more. And, you know, whether it be 19 years ago or like today, it's always great to score and score the winning goal.
The Tottenham Hotspur manager, Harry Redknapp, has conceded that his side are now highly unlikely to catch either of the Manchester clubs in the race for the Premier League title. Redknapp has set his sights on a more reachable goal now and says he was never under any illusions about what it would take to win the league.
I always thought it was going to be tough, you know. I feel that they're a little bit stronger than us still. We've come from nowhere to be where we are, but that third spot is what I really want. I've said that all along, that's where I want to finish this year. I want to see if we can get in that Champions League, that third position. If we do, that'll be a fantastic season for us.
Now, Arsenal forward Theo Walcott has received a bit of criticism in recent weeks. Well, he responded in the grand manner on Sunday, scoring two goals in the second half at the Emirates as Arsenal beat Tottenham 5-2. His manager Arsene Wenger says Walcott has answered those who questioned his ability.
He has character, Theo, and I was scared for him because he missed some controls and passes and people went on his back. But I felt that he could come back into the game and that it was important for our balance to have a player who can go with straight runs in behind them because we have good passes in midfield and you need this kind of player.
Could this be a real turning point then, a real sort of a cornerstone game for the rest of the season?
Let's hope, yes, that we can maintain the quality we have shown today, the spirit, and let's touch a little bit wood that we do not lose players, because this international week that is not very well placed and not welcome at all, and that's a big problem for us.
Manchester City striker Mario Balotelli has been dropped from the Italy squad for Wednesday's friendly international against the United States in Genoa. Coach Cesare Prandelli made the decision because of the forward's disciplinary record. Prandelli said, "I don't want to see players who, at the first sign of difficulty, commit reaction fouls and get sent off, leaving their teammates to struggle with 10 men." Balotelli has been replaced in the squad by Roma's 20-year-old striker Fabio Barini. Mali international Mamadou Diarra is heading for the Premier League. The former Real Madrid man has agreed to join Fulham until the end of the season. Diarra cost Madrid $35 million in 2006. The midfielder made over 100 appearances for the Bernabeu club, but he's now a free agent. There is an option to extend the deal, which is still subject to a successful visa application, until 2013. In golf, Hunter Mahan has won the WGC match play by defeating the US Open champion Rory McIlroy in Sunday's final. Ian Carter was watching in Arizona as McIlroy missed out on making history.
McIlroy came up just short in his quest to become the youngest winner of a World Golf Championships event and the second youngest to be world number one. But the 22-year-old seems destined to top the rankings very soon indeed. A poor front nine did for McIlroy in the final. Four down after 10 was too big a deficit against the in-form Mahan. McIlroy's earlier semi-final win over Lee Westwood had a draining effect, but it was a big win, one that stands him in fine stead heading into the PGA Tour's Florida swing of tournaments starting this week.
McIlroy believes he's destined to become the world number one.
I think if I just focus on playing golf and trying to get good results and trying to win tournaments, then, you know, hopefully it's inevitable. You know, I feel like I'm playing some very good golf at the minute, and I've opened the season with 2 seconds and a fifth, so, you know, hopefully the next couple of weeks in Florida I can get another couple of good results. It would be great to win one of them and head into the Masters with a bit of confidence.
For Mahan, it's a third tournament victory inside 2 years. The American says his turn of fortune is down to a change in attitude.
If I wanted to be the player that I felt like I could be, I was going to have to change. I didn't want to have my identity stuck with my golf score. They needed to be separated, and I needed to play golf because I enjoyed it and accept the result and move on and not get attached to it. You know, I was too attached to how I played and, you know, my results.
Basketball now, and Great Britain forward Luol Deng has caused quite a stir in his first NBA All-Star game. Deng, who plays for the Chicago Bulls, could be in trouble with NBA officials after revealing an African flag on his T-shirt. Chris Mitchell is in Orlando. He has more.
Deng, who is the forward for the Chicago Bulls, was playing in his first ever All-Star, and he decided, wisely or not, to mark the occasion by wearing what looked like the Pan-African flag on a T-shirt under his jersey, which he revealed as he was announced to the crowd. He described it as the African flag. He was asked afterwards whether he was trying to make a statement, and he was at pains to say no. He wasn't trying to make any kind of statement whatsoever. He was just celebrating his heritage. The NBA, however, might not see it like that. They take a dim view of players doing their own thing. It wasn't a sanctioned move by the NBA, and as such, he could face a hefty fine. They've told me, the NBA, that they will sleep on it and think about whether to fine him.
Before we go, our top story. Liverpool have won their first trophy in 6 years. They beat Cardiff City in their first appearance at the rebuilt Wembley Stadium on penalties. Anthony Gerrard, the younger cousin of Liverpool midfielder Stephen, missed the crucial kick. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.